Paddy, part five, podcast series on songwriting and recording. One of the things I've been thinking about and wanted to mention was when you're recording your product and you're writing your material, it can be quite discouraging trying to connect that material maybe to TV channels, radio airplay, etc. Going for grants, Creative New Zealand, it can be discouraging in that, oh, it just doesn't fit the genre, oh, I think you're a bit old, etc., etc., etc. And so you've really got to believe in yourself. You've really got to, you know, trust that you're putting out something or putting something together that is worthy of recognition and, you know, the hearing of the ears as such. Good to have somebody close to you too, a friend or whatever, who has got good ears, not necessarily big ears, but good ears, and can help and in critiquing that your material has a general audience, and there'll be people that would really enjoy listening to it. And so in light of that, I do remember going for grants a couple of times and not getting anywhere. I remember a very passionate friend who was in the business wanted to do likewise and did that, and we didn't get any response as such. And so in the end, I thought, ah, flag it, see you later. Not interested. I'll just carry on recording. I mean, 14 albums, I've got enough passion there. I'll just keep writing. I'll hopefully keep improving, getting better at it, and keep the thing alive. You know, if it's a gift, well, thank you, and et cetera. So I did that, absolutely. When it came to Out of the Shadows, and we finished that album, what happened was Eldred Stebbing organized for Rhys Duncan to come and film one of the songs for you, which I had written for Carol. And also, just a sneak little thing is, I had no idea who Rihanna was, but For You, the song off Out of the Shadows that I wrote for Carol, apparently was on her management desk, and they were listening to it with the possibility of her recording it. Somebody told me, and I said, who's Rihanna? That's how slow I am. Anyway, it didn't go through. But people have covered a number of my songs overseas and here in New Zealand, so that's encouraging. Anyway, what happened was I met Rhys, and we went into the Auckland Domain, and we shot a video clip. It was quite cool, walking through the Domain, singing the song, etc. And some of it was filmed in the studio, which was the old Come On Show studios in Shortland Street. Stephen Small playing beautiful grand piano, and me doing vocal. And we filmed till early hours of the morning. That's fantastic. When I got the clip, I thought, well, yeah, that's cool. We've got the clip. What do I do now? Then the band, I put a band together. There was 11 of us in the band. And we went to Māori TV. And we played live and filmed two songs live. As It Is and Still Missing You. The band was just cooking, man. And I think it was Adam Tate. Was his name. He recorded it live and got a brilliant, absolute brilliant sound. We had two horn players, we had percussionists, we had guitar player, keyboard player, bass player, drummer, three singers out front, Cherie Madison, and others. anyway, again, I ended up with two beautiful clips, amazing clips of two of the songs off Out of the Shadows. So I'm sitting there with the clips. Well, what do you do now? Go for a grant? Nah, waste of time. So I thought, okay, well, I had noticed that sometimes on TV at about 5 minutes to seven, sometimes 5 minutes to 10, 3 minutes to 10, the TV channels, TVNZ and TV3, they'd slip in a song that lasted maybe 2 minutes or a bit more, and somebody was getting a little bit of promo. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. Maybe I should make contact with them. So I got the numbers for, first of all, I got the numbers for the CEO of Māori TV and contacted them and got the rights to use the clips. Wonderful. Here we go. And then I contacted TVNZ and TV3, the important people, the people that were on the inside, people that were doing the programming, and the people that were organizing what they called fillers. And they were the clips that lasted 2 to 3 minutes. Well, For You was perfect because it was under 3 minutes. And the other two were perfect also. So I connected with these people, organized to meet them, took the clips in my hands, and went into the TV studios and physically met these guys. Hi, I'm Evan Silver, blah, 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 blah. And I've got these clips I'd like you to have a look at, and wondering if they could well be, they could well be suitable for your fillers. And so he put the clip into his player and had a look and went, my God, man, this is brilliant stuff. This is amazing. Yeah, we'll use this. Try the other one, bro. Put the other one in. Whoa, mate, we'll use that as well. Try the other one, bro. And away they went. So they had three fillers, three, one, two, three, of the songs off Out of the Shadows that were going to go on TVNZ and TV3 as fillers. And so that happened because I, rather than get discouraged with not getting the grant and walking away with my bum dragging on the ground, I said, no, there's got to be another way. And so I found another way. And that was I approached these dudes directly, personally, myself, and said, check this out. They checked it out. Wow. Check this out. Wow. Check this out. Wow. And we got airplay. We were on rotate for a long time on TV3 and TV1 with three songs. Tell you what, amazing. And I think from memory, we might have even got a small royalty. A halfpenny? They're not around. But few cents, enough for at least the sugar and the coffee. And so it was well worth it. Why I'm saying this is, you got to believe in your stuff, man. You got to believe that what you're doing is good, it's quality. And you got to believe enough to get off your butt and take it out there and sell it. Make it available. Hey, dude, have a listen to this. Have a listen to this. Have a look at that. So I'm here to encourage you that if you're writing and you're recording and you're filming stuff, don't just let it sit on the shelf. Look for ways, look for opportunities for you to get that product out there, okay? Part 5 of the podcast on songwriting and recording, Evan Silver.